Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Tzom Gedalia, Tav Shin Ayin Vav, should be Yishnas Chaim Tovim V'Shalom, is daf Chof Hei in Maseches Nazir, is the 1139th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to analyze the Mishnah on Chav Dalid Amir Aleph that had spoken about a woman who had designated animals for a carbon nazirus, because she had taken nazirus upon herself, and then her husband had revoked the nazirus. Yesterday's daf, we spoke about the animals, how they were dealt with after her nazirus. The Mishnah alluded to, and the Gemara clarified many points. Today we're going to discuss the second half of the Mishnah that mentions that if she had monies that had been designated for the karbanos, it depends on whether the monies were stam or mefurish. If the money, you know what, let's take a look back at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah told us, Hayila mos stumin yiplu linadava. If she had already designated money that was to be used for the karbanos, but she didn't say these 10 shekel are for this carbon and these 10 shekel for this carbon, so then in such a case, the monies fall linadava. Nadava means that you use it to buy carbon olos for the mizbeach, and the oros, the hides, go to the kohanim, as the mefarish explains. However, if it was already designated as a particular carbon, if it was mefurish, so then the Mishnah goes on, most mefurashim to mechatas yelchu liyam hamelach. Money for a carbon chatas goes yam melach. That parallels what we learned above, that if the carbon chatas has been already designated, so then in such a case, there's nothing to do except to put the animal to death. And dmei ola could be used to buy an ola. Mi'ila would then be subject to them. And dmei shlamim, carbon shlamim, would be brought, and it would be eaten only for one day, like the halacha of Shalmei Nazir. So let's Be'ezer Hashem see the Gemara's analysis of this Mishnah. Top line, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, asks the Gemara, V'haloi Dmei Chatas Mu'ravim Bahem. If we're going to say that the halacha is that a carbon chatas that has already been designated that can't be used because her husband revoked it, needs to die, then how could, and the monies, the same would apply, that the monies would have to go to Yam HaMelech, so how can you say, by Mo'o Stumim, the money falls Linadava? We know, let's say there was 30 shekel over there, so then we know, of those 30 shekel, some of it was going to be given the Chatas. If that was going to be given the Chatas, so then you have a mixture of something that needs to go Liyam HaMelech, that needs to be destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halachi ben Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a gzeres hakasa by Nazir, that since it's sasum, we say everything falls linadava. Tosus explains that's halach l'moshe misunai. The stam in yiplu linadava, even though dmei chatas is m'urav iman. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish amar. Reish Lakish says it's not a halach l'moshe misunai, but we could trace it to a pasuk, l'chol nedreim u'l'chol nedveisem, hateira amra, meiser neder yehei l'nedava. This pasuk appears in Parshas Emor, after the mitzvos that relate to the Kohanim, as far as truma, tuma. Then the Torah says, daber al aron vel banav, perchav beis pasuk yudches, vel kol b'nei yisol v'amar talem, ish ish mi beis yisol min hager b'yisol asher yakriv karbonoi, l'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvasam asher yakriv l'ashem lo'ayla. Anybody that decides to give a neder or a nedava, so then they have halachos. They have halachos about the carbon mumin of the carbon. And that's what's given in Parshas Emor. By the way, that will begin to segue to the halachos of the Moadim at the end of the parasha. Back to our pasuk, Reish Lakish says, L'chol nidreim u'l'chol nidvaisam. L'chol, all nidarim and all nidavas. What's the all coming to tell us? Hatayra amra meiser nadar neder yehei l'nidava. That anything that's a leftover neder is considered like an adava, even though the Gzeres HaKos is coming to tell us, even though there might have been a theoretical halachic problem of Dmei Chatas Mu Ravim. asks the Gemara, Bishlam the Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Halachi ibn Nazir, Amtu Lachi Stumen in Mefurash in Law. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Halachal Moshe Misinai, then I can understand that the Halachal Moshe Misinai is limited in regards to Moasasim and not Mefurish. Ela le Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, Lechol Nedrim, Lechol Nedvosam, that the Torah says, all Neder and all Nedava. So that maybe, my ear is Stumen. Maybe the Pasuk is not only talking about Moasasim, Afilu Mefurash, even if he said 10 shekel for the Chatas and 10 shekel for the Oila. Amar Rava Mefurash Loi Matzis Amrit Kfar Paska Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. There's nothing to talk about because Devei Rabbi Shmuel already taught us a different source that says that most Mefurashin are going to be a problem. The Pasuk says Rakotshecha Asheilach Unedarecha in Parshas Re'eh. You, only your kachim that you have and your nedarim, the pasuk concludes, Tisa uvasa l'makom asher yivchar Hashem. You shall bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Chazal darshan, bivlodei kachim ubetumrasim ha-kosev medaber. We're talking about not just stam kachim, but vlados kachim and tmura. Matakanasam. What are you supposed to do if an animal of Hegdish gives birth? Or if a person violates the Isra of Tumura, the Torah says, Lo Yamir, that a person should not transfer Kedusha, make a statement of transferring Kedusha from one carbon onto another animal. But if he does, Matakanasam, what is he supposed to do? Tiso Vasal Makkai Mashiv Hashem. You're supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Yochel Yalim Le Beis HaBechira V'imra Mehem Maimu Mazam B'Shul Shemasu. What about the fact that these animals really weren't designated to be brought as a carbon, and I might think that you should just bring them and then not allow them to eat and cause them to die. That you bring it as a carbon. The way you treat an oila is the way you treat a tzmura, again, even though an iser was done. And the way you would treat the parent, the mother, so then that's what you treat the offspring of a carbon shlomim as well. This is the critical line for our sugya. Yachal, I might have thought that the same applies from the offspring of a chatas or someone who does a tmura on a carbon ashim. Tamalomer rak, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says we learn from the word rak that we mentioned from the pasuk above that there's an exception to the rule. The general rule is, as we said, but the exception is the carbon chatas and the vlad chatas and the tmuras asham. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk differently. Ein etzarech hareyu amer asham hu. The pasuk in Vayikra when talking about a carbon asham says asham hu, and that's coming to tell us ba'av yaso yehe that you only bring it in its original form. Katani. Yachal Yalim Lebes Habichir Vimna Mehmayu Mazam Shvil Shimusu Tamilomar Ve'asisa Ola Secha. We learned when we presented Rabbi Yishmael's Shita, Yachal, we had learned Yalim Lebes Habichir that we would have a Havamina that one starves the animal. And we learn out from Vasisa Ola Secha. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we don't need the source of Rabbi Shmuel because of a different pasuk of Ashem Hu, but Rabbi Shmuel learns from the pasuk of Asisa L'Secha Absar V'Adam to tell you that you're knowing Tzmura and Kedushas HaKarbon by most animals, but the exception is Vlad Chatos and Tzmura, and we had a Hava Amina that it would apply to all animals, and the pasuk tells us Tisa Uvasa that for most animals you don't starve them. Asks the Gemara, Amai Havlat Chatasu Digmirimba Misa. Why would we have a Hava Amina that applies to all karbanos? There is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chamesh Chatos Shemesos. That is a famous Mishnah in Tmura on Daf Tes Vav, as well as even probably even more famous, the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Kol Hazvachim, when you have a mixture of kachim, and some of them are chatos shemesos balehim. And what merges is that there is a halach l'moshe misinai that says vlad chatos need to be put to death. So the Gemara asks, vlad chatos hu de gemir ma misa. We have a special halach l'moshe misinai that vlad chatos are put to death, and therefore all other vlados would not have to. So why do I need this whole pasuk? Says Gemara, ilav kra hava mina vlad chatos bechol makom. Vlade kachim bebeis habechira. I would have had a havamina that the vlade chatos need to be put to death, starved at any place, but all other vlade kachim, you bring it up to beis habechira, and they would die there. Kamash malon dega. So the chiddush over here is that one does not have to. Analyzes the Gemara. Two lines on the top of Chaf Hei Mabeis. K'tani yachal af lad chatos uturas asham ken. Tamaloymer rak. We had a Hava Mina that also Vlad Chatos and Tumuras Asham do not have to be put together. And we learned from the Gzeres HaKatz of Rak, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Lamli Kra, why do we need this Pasuk? Hilchasa Gemirila, we have that Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, Vlad Chatos L'Misa, that we mentioned from Meseches Tmura, that Vlad Chatos go to Misa. We have this Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, Vlad Chatos L'Misa Azal. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, you're right, we really have that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that's Vlad Chatos, and we don't need the Gzeres HaKosev of Rak. Ukra La'asham Huda Asam. But the Gzeres HaKosev is telling you that Asham are not included in this idea that you could eat as regular Kachim, in other words, bring up as a carbon, as regular Kachim, most carbonos, like a Shlamim, but a Vlad Asham one can't. Hilchasa Gemirila. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai as well when it comes to Asham. This the Masoras Hashas points out appears in Tzmura Yirches as well as in Bava Kama Kuf Yura Amabez, and that halacha l'moshe misinai is kol she'ilu b'chatas mesa, if the halacha is that the chatas has to be put to death. But Asham roye, then you also can't bring up as a karban, but for a Asham, there it has to be roye, it needs to pasture. This is referred to in Zvachim Yeroa Ad Sheyistaev. And that is, in contrast to the Chatos that's put to death, if you have the Vlad Asham or the Tmuras Asham, so then in such a case, the Vlad or the Tmura pastures until it gets a blemish, and then it could be sold, and the money is going to be brought as an Adava. Either way, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai is that whenever the halacha is by chatas it's mesa, by asham it's roya. So why do I need the gzeres hakasav of rak? Ela ime hilchasa hava mina hilchasa hi vi akrave loy l'chayev alev loy klum. I might have thought that the halacha l'moshe misinai is that this is how you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be mesa, it's supposed to be roya, but you wouldn't be chayvan. Kamash on the krad, the makrevle kamaleba. Say that if you violate the halacha l'moshe misinai, then you're over on a say rak kodshicha, rak vlados tmura of ola and shlamim are supposed to be brought. We learned in our brisa that we had mentioned before on chaf hey amir aleph, Rabbi Akiva oimer einat tzarich, hareyu oimer asham hu bav yaso yehei. That Rabbi Akiva had disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel when we read that when it comes to the need for such a pasuk, and he says that when it comes to Asham, the Torah says Asham who, that only those things that are actually carbon Asham are supposed to be brought, not the Vlad and not the Teruma. Says the Gemara the same question that we had asked early. Lamalika Gemara Gmirinla. We have a halacha l'moshe misinai. Kol shebechatas mesa ba'ashem raya. Anytime that there is chatas mesa, and we had a halacha l'moshe misinai, that vlad chatas and tmuras chatas are mesa, so then the ashem is roa. And says the Gemara hachinami, v'chi asikra l'derav. According to Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, we need the pasuk for the following chiddush of Rav. Dam ravun amar Rav, ashem shenitik l'reya. Ashem that need to be go for pasture, for example, if it was a Vlad Asham or Tmuras Asham, v'shachto l'shem oila kosher. The halacha is that if he made an error and he brought it for an ola, the halacha is it's kosher. Deduces the Gemara, what is the reason that it's going to be kosher. This asham that's nitak lereya is an asham that was supposed to be brought as a carbon asham. However, something happened on the way to heaven. How did what happened? So the Mefarish tells us, for example, he was mafresh a carbon asham. He was chayiv. Let's say he was over on Me'ilas, so he's chayiv an asham Me'ilas. He set aside a carbon, and then it got lost. Let's take a look at the Mefarish, five lines before the wide of Hamabes. Gugon shefrisho v'ibed v'hifrish acher tachtav v'achakach nimtza u'bogizbar v'amar yinotek zelareya. So if he's already set aside another carbon, then the first one goes to pasture. Now, v'amar v'shachtu l'shem ola. He went and he brought it as a carbon. Kashal is rakdam l'shem ola. It's kosher as an ola. Why? Because it's now no longer the carbon asham, it's been replaced, and therefore b'di'evet, if it's brought as a carbon ola, it's going to be kosher. Deduces the Gemara. Taima denitak. The only reason is it was asham shenitek. It was cut off. How was it cut off? Another carbon asham was taken in its place, according to the case of the Mefarsh. Halo nitek lo. But if it had not been cut off, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it would not be kosher as an ola. The Amar Kra, who? Bav Yaso Yehe? The halacha, the Torah says, you're supposed to leave it the way it originally was. And therefore, it's only supposed to be brought as an asham. And if it will be brought as an ola, it will be pasuk. And that's what the pasuk over here is coming to teach us according to Ravuna Amarav. When the pasuk says, asham hu, Asham Hu is coming to tell us that if it's a Asham Shenitek, and if it's brought as an Ola, it's going to be kosher. But if it's not Nitek, so then it's Asham Hu, it could only be brought as a carbon Asham. The Gemara now is going to go back to the halachos of the Maos that were set aside by a Nazir, and therefore we will stop two lines from the bottom on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, this concludes Daf Chaf Hei in Meseches Nazir. To review, we had a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Why it is that the Mishnah tells us on Chaf Dalet Amid Alf, an interesting halacha, that Ma'os Stumim that were designated for Karban Nazir, we do not look at the Dmei Chatas Mu'raven Bahen, and you do not have to throw the entire sum to the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, beginning of many halacha l'Moshe Misinais in today's daf, and Reish Lakish disagrees and says we learn from the Gzeres HaKos l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvosam that Moser Neder is considered l'nedava, even though there's money there that's for the chatas. The Gemara asks, how do we know that we learn that from the pasuk? Maybe the pasuk is talking about mifurashim. Maybe even if it's mifurash, it would fall liyam hamelech. The Gemara says that when it comes to mifurashim, was already taught in the teaching of Rabbi Yishmael. The teaching of Rabbi Yishmael had taught us that when it comes to the mifurashim of chatas, which the Gemara here equates to vlad chatas, we learn from the pasuk of grad kadshecha shiloch that the rak is coming to exclude vlad chatos, as well as tmuras asham. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says that asham is learned from asham hu. The Gemara for the rest of the daf goes on to point out that really both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva's sources are not so clear, because the Gemara points out that we have a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that tells us that the vlad chatos is not brought on the base Amigdash. And the Gemara concludes on Chaf Hei and the base that the same applies also when it comes to the carbon asham, that it's roe. There's a difference over here between carbon chatos and asham that we learned, and that is vlad chatos is mesas, but asham, tmuras asham, would be roe. It pastures, and then it gets a blemish and it's brought on the base Amigdash. And then the monies, it's sold, and the monies are used to buy a nedava. And the Gemara concludes that when it comes to the pasuk of Ra Kotshecha, it's telling us that it can't even be brought as a karban bidiyavat. In other words, that were coming to tell us that if a person brought it as a carbon, then they were over the mitzvah aseh of rakadosh shecha. Because Gemara points out that both the halachas of lachatas and asham is halacha l'moshe misinai. Gemara points out at the bottom that therefore not only is the position of Rabbi Shmuel difficult, also the position of Rabbi Akiva of asham hu b'av yaso yehu is also not necessary because there's halacha l'moshe misinai. And the Gemara tells us the chidush over here is a case of asham hanitak l'reye. There, I would have thought that it can't be brought as a carbon, and it can be brought a carbon. And asham hu is telling us that the type of carbon asham that can't be brought as a carbon, that if it was slaughtered for a carbon, its dam would not be brought up, is one that's still an asham. However, if it's an asham shenitek l'reye, and b'di avad, he shechted it l'shem ola, then it would be kosher. And asham hu is telling us only the one that's presently an asham, not like an asham shenitek l'reye. The example we gave is that the carbon got lost, and then was found after another carbon had been designated, b'di avad. If he shechted the carbon asham, l'shem ola, then it would be kosher. However, if it's still a carbon asham, then the pasuk tells us, then it would not be kosher, it would be pasul. This phase, our Hashem concludes, Daf Chaf Hei, in Maseches Nazir.